In case you missed us, we are the LNK Morning Show. I'm LNK.
Hi, I'm Ryan Mano.
And we are here with you on demand. And it is Coast 103.5. Top stories, top of the hour. Good morning, I'm LNK. It happened again. A pilot landing at LAX says she spotted an apparent person flying a jetpack alongside her plane.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we just saw seems to be a guy with a jetpack going about 4,500 feet. About heading in for that 080.
Whoa, the incident was reported roughly 15 miles east of the airport, at which point air traffic control notified all other incoming aircraft. The FAA is looking into it, and we'll keep you updated and find out more information. Gas prices in LA County are down 7 cents week over week, and analysts say they're going to keep on falling. Finally, some hopeful news on the nozzle. The head of Gas Buddy is predicting a 25-cent drop by mid-July. That said, the average price per gallon is $6.37, still the highest in the nation. Also, no more new gas stations in L.A. It could happen. The city council just announced they're drafting a proposal to ban construction of any new stations. They point to the city's goal of outlawing the sale of gas vehicles by 2035. Fewer gas cars, less need for more stations. And last night, the Senate easily approved a bipartisan gun bill that really seemed unthinkable just a month ago. Here's the vote call.
The yeas are 65. The nays are 33. The motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
That clears the way for final approval from Congress, which could come by today. The measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from criminals, and help states put in place red flag laws. It's the first significant gun bill to advance in nearly 30 years. And how about this? The NBA draft went down last night from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Let's take you there. Who was snatched up first?
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
The Lakers didn't pick till the second round and took Max Christie from Michigan State. Welcome to town, Max. And we are putting the fry in Friday. Sunny, clear, hot, valley highs in the upper 90s. Same story through the weekend. Triple digits expected early next week. Hesperia, 95 Hollywood, 88 for your highs. It is 60 in Burbank, KOST Los Angeles, Coast 103.5.
Get your day started with the LNK Morning Show.
It's a great start to my day.
Helps me wake up.
It's energizing.
Gets me ready for my day.
On Coast 103.5.
I want to thank you, my brother from another mother, Ryan Mano, for reminding me to get gas after the show.
That's my task for the day.
So you can read the text that I sent you this morning early.
Here we go. Will you remind me to get gas today when we finish the show? Because when I remind me, it never seems to work out.
Right. I'm on fumes. So thank you for that. So Ryan made a big picture for me. You printed a cartoon gas pump.
Sure.
Don't forget to let me fill you up, Ellen. Here's my nozzle. It's on. Sincerely, Mr. Gas Pump.
And I'm taping it to the door, so when you leave, it's the last thing you see today, okay?
But guess what?
You're going to miss it.
I know.
I know you are. I know you are. You always do. How many times? I mean, I know at least once.
Yeah.
How many times have you in your life run out of gas?
Oh, in my life?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan. I mean, my gosh.
Wait, more than two?
Oh, definitely. What do you mean two? I'm double digits. I've probably run out of gas, I mean, 20 times, probably.
That cannot be right.
I think it is.
How long do you, okay, so like if you're, let's say your oil change light comes on or like a low tire pressure, how long do you wait to address that issue?
Okay, well, tires, I take that really seriously because without your tires, you can't go.
But without gas, you can't go. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know, we all have our thing, right, that we just can't get over. And it's like a mental block with me.
Right.
I don't know why. Anyway, happy Friday. We're the LNK Morning Show. I'm Ellen.
I'm Ryan.
And coming up, we've got $1,000 for you. We found love, Rihanna, between 8 and 9. And that is your LNK 1K Payday Song of the Day for $1,000. Also, 20 minutes away, we're going to send you to a Christmas in July at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. with Gavin DeGraw. It's a 4-pack, and we'll give you the chance to win that coming up at 6:30. Saw Elvis last night at the TCL Chinese Theater. At the same time, the Thor premiere was happening.
Oh, no.
Right across the street, El Capitan. So it was just amazing. The energy in Hollywood and the Hemsworth family, they were all there. So we went to see Elvis right at the same time that Thor was walking down the red carpet.
Whoa.
It was really cool. But Elvis is great. Austin Butler is amazing. If you want to see a really good movie and Tom Hanks this weekend, then go see Elvis.
How is Tom in this?
Tom is amazing. A lot of makeup to be Colonel Tom Parker.
Because I think Austin Butler's grabbing all the headlines, but I haven't heard anything about Tom's role.
Yeah. What you realize is that Colonel Tom Parker, he calls himself the snowman because he likes to make lots of snow money, and he likes to snow people. And he was a carnival kid.
Got it.
So he learns how to be a con man. And you realize that Elvis was conned all of his life. I mean, but you also see Elvis as a 10-year-old. Going to a gospel tent and singing. And that's where he really learned to sing, was from the black church and the gospel and some of the singers and the guitar players and everyone that he admired, and running around the streets of Memphis.
Wow.
What a gift to be able to just pop in.
Yes.
He would even peek through windows just to watch this music. And Austin Butler sings in the movie. So I want you to tell me, Ryan, is this Austin Butler or is this Elvis?
Like a sweet song of a fire. You light my morning sky, burning love. Ooh, 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 I feel my temperature rising.
Because you asked, I'm going to say it's Austin Butler.
Okay. Hunka hunka, burning love. I don't know if this is Elvis or Austin Butler.
Hold on.
No, that's they're that close. This is actually Elvis. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, and we do have your Inside Hollywood coming up next. Speaking of Elvis, Austin Butler, he was put through the ringer for his Elvis role. And Kim and Khloe Kardashian discovered something about Skims. Skims is made by the same people as Spanx. So it's the same manufacturer. But there's something wrong with the crotch area of Skims shapewear. And Khloe called out Kim on it. And it's a service to all women everywhere. I'll tell you all about it next.
Come right back. More Ellen K after this on Coast 103.5. Welcome to Bargain Bliss.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5, Inside Hollywood.
All right, so I don't know if you've ever bought Skims, worn Skims. They make them for men and for women, but Kim Kardashian had to widen the area for the women's Skims in the below region after her sister Khloe complained. She said there's not enough fabric there for most women.
So it's kind of riding up a little.
Yeah, right. Sure. So, yeah, so and some discomfort at it.
Uh-huh.
And Elvis out today. It might win the box office. It might not. It's looking like Top Gun Maverick, Jurassic World Dominion, and Elvis are each going to make 30 mil. So someone's going to edge out the other to get the 1-2-3. But Austin Butler is the star. He was put through the ringer for his Elvis role.
And they weren't the songs that I'd prepared. And so suddenly I'm on set and I go, Baz, I don't think I have the material that you gave me. And he goes, oh no, we changed it, but I'll get you new material. And then turns out he never got me new material, and he starts filming while I'm learning everything.
Mm-hmm. And he was amazing. So, Austin Butler, I've got the inside of his dating life. He's dated a lot of people. Vanessa Hudgens for 9 years. Currently, he's with Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaya Gerber. And they have gone official. They're a really cute couple. Keep it here to win your way to Christmas in July. It's coming up.
Get your day started with the Ellen K. Morning Show, Coast 103.5.
Who's your hunk and hunk of burning love? Mine's my husband. His name is Roy. He's from New Orleans. He has a hairy chest, and he loves crawfish.
Yeah.
Who's your hunk of burning love?
Her name's Carla.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So give us just a couple facts.
She's the one who got me on keto.
Uh-huh.
So I appreciate that. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super funny.
Okay. Yeah. See? So your hunk of burning love is 800-929-KOST. Tell us about yours. And also be caller 20 right now. We have a four-pack for Christmas in July with Gavin DeGraw. And all you have to do is call us. It's at Morongo, July 16th. It's going to be so fun. Christmas in July. You want to go? Four-pack now, 800-929-KOST.
The LNK Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
If I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Malka.
Oh, well, hello. Where are you? It sounds like you are in your car.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we said be caller 20. You're caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
You are going to Christmas in July. It's a four-pack.
Thank you. First time. I'm winning something.
Aw, welcome. That's so great.
Aw, that's amazing. First time getting through?
Oh my God. Yeah, first time getting through, first time winning something. That's great.
Well, there's a first for everything.
I can't believe this.
Hey, and I wanted to ask you, who's your hunk of burning love? I saw Elvis, the movie, last night. It's really good, and I love it when he sings hunk of burning love. Do you have a hunk of burning love in your life?
Yeah, it's my husband.
What's his name?
Ben.
Ben is a hunk of burning love.
What do you love most about him?
He's funny.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what? We're hearing that over and over. Ryan said his hunk is burning love is funny. I love it when my husband's laughing and when he makes me laugh.
I mean, at this point in life, what else is there? We just have to laugh.
Yep.
If someone makes you laugh, hang on to him.
Yes. So I imagine you're going to bring Ben and some friends, but enjoy your four-pack. We're going to get all your info, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Love you guys. I'm listening to you going to work every day and coming back.
Oh, we are grateful. And there's more where that came from. Bonus chances to win, too. Christmas in July, coast1035.com/Gavin.
The LNK Morning Show, Coast 103.5.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. It's my life.
And it's Coast 103.5 with the LNK Morning Show. Getting up with you is what we love to do. And just a couple of Friday things for you to keep in mind. Glasses of wine at restaurants are getting smaller. The nude pickleball is now disturbingly popular. And tonight when you look up in the sky and this weekend, Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and Mercury are aligning for the first time in 18 years. And it will be visible to the naked eye.
Saturn's going to be your brightest. I saw it really bright this morning. So that's the front, like the one in front of the moon. So yeah,
okay.
If you see something really bright, you're like, what is that? That's going to be Saturn.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep.
The next time this will happen is 2040. So let's do it all together this weekend, tonight, or like when the sun is rising, if you're up that early, like we are. So who's your hunk of burning love? Saw Elvis last night. My son Calvin's going to be calling. He's on his way to surf with buddies. He loved the movie. We saw it at TCL Chinese Theater. It was really fun. I loved it too. Austin Butler's amazing. You're going to be hearing so much about him and Oscar talk. But let's try to get a hold of Calvin too.
Yep.
Coming up.
The LNK Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
Traffic Center. We make it easy.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
And let's get right to Karina. Thanks for calling. How you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
We're doing great. Can you tell us about your hunk of burning love?
My hunk of burning love is my husband. It's actually his birthday today.
Oh.
And I'm on my way home with his Starbucks for his birthday.
Aww, that's so nice. You don't do that every day?
No. Only special occasions.
Yes. How long have you been with Mr. Wonderful?
We've been together 12 years married and 14 years together.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's awesome. Happy Friday to you. And what's his name?
Noah.
And Noah.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Yes. Thank you. I can't wait to tell him.
Well, thank you for having us on in your Starbucks run.
Thank you.
And your hunk of burning love you can share with us if you like. We also have the talk back button on the iHeartRadio app. You see a little microphone while you're listening to us on the app? Just press it. Get right into our studio that way. This is going to sound so weird to say. Gas prices are going down. I'll tell you all about that. And coyote sightings on the rise. Those stories and more next with your top stories here on Coast.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Louis Capaldi and Coast 103.5. Top stories, top of the hour. Good morning, I'm Ellen Kay. Gas prices in LA County are down 7 cents week over week. Analysts say they're going to keep on falling. Finally, some hopeful news on that nozzle. The head of Gas Buddy is predicting a 25-cent drop by mid-July. That said, the average price per gallon is $6.37. I mean, it's still the highest in the nation, but at least prices are going the other way. And a coyote attacked a two-year-old at a park in Fountain Valley, which has led to an ongoing search for the animal. It happened at Miles Square Regional Park, but for some reason wasn't initially reported to authorities, which has made it much harder to catch the coyote. The extent of the child's injuries have also not been disclosed. Officials say we should continue to keep small children and pets under close supervision. And this is cool, maybe creepy too. Amazon's Alexa might soon replicate the voice of loved ones, even if they're dead. The new capability was just unveiled at an Amazon conference and requires less than a minute of voice recording to enable a near-perfect mimic. The head scientist behind Alexa says the feature is designed to, quote, build greater trust in interactions with the digital assistant. So we'll trust Alexa more if the voice sounds like our late grandma. What do you think of that? You can give us a call on that one. And Michelle Obama shared a video message through her nonprofit Reach Higher, which is aimed at helping kids complete education beyond high school. The former First Lady says she believes in every student aiming to reach higher.
If there's anything I've learned about all of you over these past couple of years, is that you are resilient and you're flexible. And above all, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Oh,
so inspirational. And the Dodgers teed off on the Reds, completing the three-game sweep in Cincinnati. Freddie Freeman going deep, driving in three runs, but he wasn't alone. Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, Will Smith, and JT, Justin Turner, all hitting homers. The team heads to Atlanta today. It should be an emotional return for Freddie Freeman. We're betting he gets a standing O. And the Angels welcome the Mariners tonight in Anaheim, 6:40 first pitch. Okay, your Friday, sunny, clear, hot, valley highs in the upper 90s. Same story through the weekend. Triple digits expected early next week. Hemet, 99 for your high today. Hawaiian Gardens, 95. And right now it is 65 in Burbank. KOST Los Angeles, Coast 103.5.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. It was all
Show. The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Coast 103.5.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you.
It is Coast 103.5. Love it when our hotline rings and I know who it is. For the Ellen Kay Morning Show, my son Calvin home for the summer, on his way to go surfing. Let's go to him right now. Calvin, good morning. Have you checked out the waves yet?
I did. I looked on my little app. They look pretty good. It should be nice. It'll be a little windy, but it's no matter. It's just nice being in the water.
Oh, cool. I loved going to the movies with you last night, seeing Elvis. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I think, you know, it's definitely a challenge to try to portray someone as legendary as the Elvis Presley. But I think the movie did a good job of doing it. It's a hard undertaking, and I think that it was a very honest and good retelling. It was very entertaining, though.
Yeah, I liked seeing his childhood. And you know, my favorite part of the movie is when he tells his mama, he says, "Mama, you'll always be my number one girl."
Yeah, I'm sure you love that. I like the part where Elvis, you know, went off and did great things. So.
There you go. That's it. That's it, Calvin.
But he always had his mom in mind, though.
Yes, always. Wherever he went, it was all about his mama.
Yep.
Okay.
Did Elvis's mom track him? I'm just curious. Did she have like...
No, Ryan, they didn't have trackers then.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sure she would. She definitely would have, though. Probably.
And then we're getting up early tomorrow morning. We got Walk and Play, CHLA at the Coliseum.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to be with Matt LeBlanc, and we're going to walk and play.
Yeah, and I'm recruiting some of my surfing buddies here to come with me. Oh, so that'll be good.
Perfect. Tell them they're getting up early. We are on site at 7:30 till noon at the Coliseum for CHLA.
Sounds good. 2 days getting early, but it's worth it. You know, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. All right, well, you are my number one. Am I yours?
You are my number one girl, Mom. There you go.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Everyone's talking like Elvis. Okay, now coming up, we've got Inside Hollywood for you. And then after that, we're going to send you to Alicia Keys at YouTube Theater with your Ellen K Q&A. And Inside Hollywood, you will see Chris Hemsworth naked, unpixelated rear end in the new Thor movie. The big Hollywood premiere was last night. We'll tell you more about that. Something weird happened on the red carpet. And that's next.
The Ellen K Morning Show. Coast 103.5.
Bye.
Coast 103.5. Inside Hollywood.
Well, the Daytime Emmy Awards are tonight on CBS, 9 o'clock, and streaming on Paramount Plus. And for the first time, The Ellen DeGeneres Show did not receive a nomination for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show. Instead, it's Drew Barrymore, Kelly Clarkson, Hoda Kotb, Kelly Ripa, and Ryan Seacrest nominated for that. All right, so today, this is what we're streaming. Today and this weekend, the future of ... on Netflix. Anyway, these creators created this addictive docuseries, 20-minute episodes, all about how the world could look in the near and distant future. Episodes look into everything ranging from the future of dating, cheeseburgers, cities, gaming, and more. It's said to be super addictive. And starting tonight, the Hallmark Channel launches a 5-week holiday movie marathon they call Christmas in July. Today marks exactly 6 months from the eve of Christmas. And you may have noticed that in some of the Thor Love and Thunder trailers, there's a scene where Chris Hemsworth is full on naked from the back, of course. But now in the trailers, he is pixelated. He wants you to know that in the movie, it is not. You get to see.
Oh. Get to see all of it.
Wait, you said.
Well.
You said, oh.
Oh.
And your Ellen Kiki is coming up.
Okay.
Wow. And it's Coast 103.5. All right, this is just happening now. And of course, we'll put it in top stories at the top of the hour. Roe v. Wade, struck down by the Supreme Court. So it's been overturned. A lot of protesters outside the Supreme Court. And we'll give you more details as they develop. And your LNK Q&A is coming up next. We're going to send you to Alicia Keys at YouTube Theater. Keep it here to win.
It's the Ellen K Q&A on Coast 103.5.
And thank you for having us on. If you're driving, you may be getting a lot of alerts on your phone, and you can't look at your phone because that's distracted driving. So we'll tell you what it is as the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And that means they're going to allow states to ban abortion. And more on that coming up on your top stories at the top of the hour. But here we are with your Ellen K Q&A. Every day at this time, we give you the chance to win your way into Alicia Keys YouTube Theater. That's what we have for you all week. Just be the first caller with the right answer to our question on this hot, hot day. High of 95 most everywhere. It's not money or fame, but half of all of us secretly wish for this in our lives. We don't want money. We don't want fame. We secretly wish for what?
And this is for men and women alike.
Yes. 800-929-KOST. We'll get your guesses next.
Come right back. More Ellen Kay after this on Coast 103.5.
Traffic Center. We make it easy.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
Hello, Roseanne. How's Long Beach?
It's pretty good. It's nice.
Oh, good. What are you doing today?
I'm working. I'm a Lyft driver, so I'm currently working.
How's biz?
Pretty good. It's really good right now.
What's the longest trip you've ever had?
Oh, the longest trip would be from LAX to San Diego.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Okay, what is a trip like that worth?
My payout would be about $150.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. All right, Roseanne. Well, thank you for having us on. What do you think it is? It's not money or fame. Half of all people say they wish for this.
Peace.
Peace. Peace and quiet. That's a really nice guess. It's not the right answer.
Okay, I'll try again.
All right. Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you, Ellen King. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.
Yeah, and so what are we secretly wishing for? Well, if it's a secret, how would we know? It's your LNK Q&A. Still looking for the right answer. 800-929-KOST.
Stay with me.
It's the LNK Q&A on Coast 103.5.
Let's get to Xavier. Xavier, are you at work?
No, I actually just finished dropping off my son at daycare, and I'm going back home so that I can get ready for work.
Okay, what do you do?
I work at a specialty pharmacy for patients who have compromised.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So you like do compounding and things like that?
No. Just the administrative portion.
Oh, okay. My roommate went on to pharmacy school. And I would be like, okay, I'm getting ready to go to a party. And she's like, I'm going to go to the library. Anyway, so Xavier, what do you think it is? Half of us secretly wish for this, and it's not money or fame.
I will say happiness.
Happiness. I love that guess. Oh, but it's not the right answer.
No.
Oh. What a great guess, though.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hi there, James.
Hi. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi. What do you think it is? James, we're still looking for the right answer.
I'm going to say taller.
Oh, taller. Do you secretly wish for that, Ryan? I do.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Do you, James?
Yeah, I'm just shy of 6 feet.
Well, come on, James.
You're talking to two people that are like barely 5'7".
Yeah.
My wife is 5 foot, so I understand.
Okay. I'm 5'3".
See, I didn't want to say that, but.
Okay, well. Oh, boy. Well, guess what, James? You're right.
Yes.
We secretly wish we were taller. At least half of us do. You are right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Love having you on. Love that you listen, but it's not money, it's not fame. Half of us secretly wish we were taller. It's like an impossible thing to wish for.
I always wonder, can they invent something that can make us taller? Do you know, like, can they stretch us?
Okay,
somehow?
Let me tell you something. You can get on one of those boards that it's like a gravity thing.
Sure.
Tips you backward. I forget what they're called right now. But temporarily, you could gain an inch of height. But then once you stand up and walk around, you compact again.
Okay. So, and I think the same thing happens when you get back from space. I think astronauts come back about an inch or two taller.
Yes.
And then they start compacting.
From gravity.
Yeah.
So it's the gravity that's doing us in.
That's a problem.
And you are listening for We Found Love by Rihanna for $1,000. It's going to happen pretty soon. Just keep it here on Coast.
It's the perfect way to start your workday.
It's a great start to my day.
Helps me wake up.
The Ellen K Morning Show.
Get you ready for your day.
On Coast 103.5.
And this just in, inflation is now affecting the price of chocolate. The Hershey Company is raising their prices. Wine glasses at restaurants are, you know, servings are getting smaller. Chocolate's more expensive. What is happening? Also, we're going to give you all the details at the top of the hour. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Gloria Allred, one of the first to weigh in on that. And we're going to give you all the details just ahead. Also, who is your hunk of burning love? Saw Elvis last night in the theater. So good. Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker. By the way, today is Colonel Parker's birthday. Colonel Tom Parker, yeah. He's resting in peace. But boy, is he a con and a swindler. But it's a really good movie. My son Calvin, right there by my side. We ate our popcorn and had our Sour Patch Kids.
You are my number one girl, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Listen to that man voice. Can I hear it again?
Of course you can. See, I knew you were going to ask me just to pull that too.
You are my number one girl, Mom.
You see, because Elvis's mom, he said that to her all the time. You're my number one girl.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Nick, you're my number one unicorn.
Aw, thank you. And you're my number one morning show host. All right, guys, check it out, the drive. It's pretty messy for you as you're making your way out of the San Fernando Valley on the southbound side. I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
You are my number one girl, Mom.
We can make a promo out of that. I'll be like, the Ellen K Morning Show. You're the number one girl, Mom. Anyway, let's get to Susan. We're talking about your hunk of burning love. Susan, who's yours?
Okay, so my hunk of burning love is my husband, Donnie. We were high school sweethearts. We met when I was 14. And we got married right out of high school. I was 18. Got engaged on the night I graduated high school. And on our wedding night, somebody had given us a card that said they gave our marriage 1 year.
Oh, who would do that?
Right. And honestly, I think I burned the card.
Uh-huh. I would too.
I don't even know if there was money in it.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been married almost 32 years now.
Come on. There you go. You win.
Yep. And I'm going to cry right now. He is my world. I still get goosebumps when he kisses me. And he's the best dad, the best grandpa. He's everything. He's a whole package.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
A hunk of burning love.
Yes. And he is a hunk, let me tell you.
His name's Donnie. So if you see Donnie walking around the Southland today, now you know. Top stories are coming up. We're going to catch you up on everything happening. And it's a lot. Next on Coast.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Sweet dreams are made of this.
Music, laughter.
The home of LA's favorite morning show. The Ellen K Morning Show.
Rise and shine.
Coast 103.5.
Drumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling
Coast 103.5. Top stories, top of the hour. Good morning, I'm Ellen K. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, holding that there is no longer a federal constitutional right to an abortion. Going forward, abortion rights will be determined by states unless Congress acts. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is live on most networks now.
Such a contradiction. Yesterday, they say the states cannot make laws governing the constitutional right to bear arms. And today, they're saying the exact reverse.
There will be no exception for rape, incest, the health of the mother, or physical abnormalities. Last night, the Senate easily approved a bipartisan gun bill that really seemed unthinkable just a month ago. Here's the vote call.
The yeas are 65, the nays are 33. The motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
And that clears the way for final approval from Congress, which could come by today. Well, it's happened again. A pilot landing at LAX says she spotted an apparent person flying a jetpack alongside her plane. The incident was reported roughly 15 miles east of the airport, at which point air traffic control notified all other incoming aircraft. The FAA is investigating that right now. And it's Legos that we have a shortage of as well. Lego is investing $1 billion in the U.S. factory to shorten supply chains and keep up with growing demand for its popular plastic bricks. The factory is creating almost 2,000 jobs in a range of professional and production positions. And the Lego group said, we had to keep up with our fans. We couldn't make them fast enough. So now they will. And we're putting the fry in Friday. Sunny, clear, hot, valley highs in the upper 90s. Right now it is 65 in Burbank. KOST Los Angeles. Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5.
With the Ellen K. Morning Show.
One, two. We are the Ellen K. Morning Show, and we're going to give you money. We Found Love by Rihanna. It's your Ellen K. 1K Payday Song of the Day worth $1,000. We're going to play before 9, so the second you hear it, all you got to do is be caller 20 to get your cash dollars. What a beautiful hot day, though, and it's going to get even hotter next week. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. You're going to see that all throughout the day on every network and probably all throughout the weekend, too, as everyone is commenting on that. And I'm Ellen.
I'm Ryan.
Buenos dias. I am Paulina.
So our Ellen K. Morning Show poet is Gaetano. Gaetano, thank you so much for calling. We gave you an assignment. Well, I did. I gave you an assignment. And so you're ready. How are you doing?
You know, I thought about that very hard, and I went to work on it, and guess what? I got a poem for Ryan.
What?
Yep,
that was the assignment.
Right. You deserve this, Ryan. Okay. Ryan Manos, you're the best. You're raising the bar for all the rest. What you do on the Ellen K. Show deserves a lot of kudos. When the two of you are in the mix, I laugh so hard, it makes me twist. You compliment each other, and it only makes you better. Others may ask, well, what does he know? I just look them in the eye and say, they have the number one radio show. You don't get to the top without talent and charm. When you're doing your thing, it's a four-stage alarm. Ryan, the ladies out here say they like your style. Word is, you're driving them wild.
Oh.
Ryan, keep doing what you're doing. It brightens our day. Your listeners wouldn't have it any other way. So let me put it back in your hands. Ryan Manos, you're the man.
Oh, Gaetano!
Gaetano, you know, you're off the chart, A+.
That was great. Thank you. I'm flattered. Thank you.
You guys are great. I love you both.
Oh, we love that you are a poet, Gaetano. You can rhyme most everything. Now, let's keep the rhyming going. Hey, Mano.
Yes?
I'm a fano.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
All right, and we still have not played your Ellen K1K Payday Song of the Day. Rihanna, We Found Love. It's going to happen before 9 for $1,000. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating today, Mick Fleetwood is. And this is Coast 103.5.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! And baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, and we're the Ellen K. Morning Show. Thank you for having us on. Oh, I'm so excited for you to see Elvis if you haven't yet. I saw it last night with my son and my husband. And my son Calvin called us this morning on his way to surf some waves. And he said that I'm his number one girl. Well, I kind of forced it out of him. But anyway, it's such a great movie. Everyone's talking about it. I probably will win the box office, but it's going to be a big race between the three biggies, Jurassic World Dominion, Elvis, and also Top Gun Maverick. All right. Austin Butler as Elvis. He's amazing. The singing. And you don't hear Elvis's real life speaking voice much. It's kind of like The Weeknd. You don't hear The Weeknd talk a lot.
Very rarely.
Yeah. Same with Elvis. So we're going to hear the real man coming up.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
Oh, yeah. Elvis in theaters now. I saw last night, my son by my side, my husband too. It's a great movie if you want to catch one this weekend. He sold 1.5 billion records to date. The best-selling solo artist of all time. But we don't hear his voice very often, so it was really cool to see old footage of him, to hear him talking. And Austin Butler does a great Elvis. There's nothing like the real thing. He talks about, well, how he describes his music.
It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
When he would shake his hips, as you know, girls would literally faint. And wow, what a superstar. But how did Elvis relax?
Karate. If you can relax doing this, I don't know. No, I read a lot and go horseback riding and stuff like that.
Horseback riding. Giddy up. It's Coast 103.5. We still have not played Rihanna. We found love. It's your $1,000 LNK1K payday song of the day.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside. Across the sea into my soul. Kyrie eleison down the road that I must travel.
Got your phone out? So what you're going to want to do, set a reminder for 9:20 a.m. with the LNK Morning Show. We've got over 80 minutes of commercial-free music with Coast 103.5's 9:20 Workday Kick.
$1,000 Bruce Boucher and his beautiful wife Laura from Dana Point got it yesterday. It's your turn today, and we still have not played your LNK 1K Payday Song of the Day. We found love. Rihanna. It's coming up before 9, so we are on approach. Speaking of on approach, do you ever play the Planes Control game, the app on your phone?
No, I've never downloaded that.
All right, we're the LNK Morning Show, and my son Calvin and I used to always do it. I get anxious just playing it. I still have it on my phone. The app is on my phone, where you have to be the air traffic controller, and you have to land the planes. I could never do that job. You have so much control, but yet so much coming in, and it's all up to you. And it happened again, another jetpack sighting. Right outside of LAX, and the air traffic controller has to warn all the other planes coming in.
Air Metro 642, that was an aircraft 4.5 miles ahead, reported to a person in a jetpack eastbound at 4500. Air Metro 642, thank you. The jetpack is reported right in your current position, so just use caution. You're clear for the visual approach, 25 left.
Did you say 4,500 feet. Is it a human or a bot, or is it something else? Happening again right here in our skies. All right. Well, I guess the FAA is investigating, and we're investigating your cash.
The LNK Morning Show, Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5.
And just came across this. There's this nurse with flexible thumbs. Like, they bend all the way back in a curve. And she's making thousands of dollars by selling custom pictures and videos. $13,000 a month on photos of her bendy thumbs. This is Coast 103.5.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Are you up for a little guessing game, Ryan?
I'm ready.
Okay, hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Liz.
Liz, where are you? What are you doing right now?
Working.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a daycare provider. I've been doing it for 27 years, watching infants to 12 years of age.
And how many kids are with you right now?
I got 7.
Do they know that you are on the radio right now?
Well, they're in very small. They don't know.
Oh, okay. Because you're caller 20, you just won $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited. I've been trying for a long time.
You got through.
I won $1,000. I'm telling my daughter that I won $1,000.
No. Yes. Don't say no,
she's
say
like,
yes.
No. Oh, that's so exciting.
Well, we really appreciate you having us on.
Oh, thank you. I always do.
Thank you for that. Thanks to sccu.com. It's not Big Bang Banking. It's better. And this is KOST Los Angeles, Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5.
What's up, guys? It's Post Malone.
This is The Weeknd.
One right now. On Coast 103.5.
Said you love me, but I don't care. And that's Post Malone with The Weeknd. One right now on Coast 103.5. His real name is Austin Richard Post, and he used to work for the Dallas Cowboys at their stadium. His dad is the head of concessions. And look at him now. He's a hit maker. Hey, we're going to tell you how to cook in your mailbox. So hot out. That's next on Coast.
Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers say you know it's true. I'm crazy, crazy for you. So bright and new. I'm crazy for you. And you know it's true.
And you think we've got heat? Well, it's going to be really hot today, and then uber, super extra starting on Monday, triple digits, but today highs up to 95. Alien life may exist on Venus, and this was just discovered by NASA and researchers. The temperature on Venus is 867 degrees, but there are clouds around it, and they think that that means that it could be supporting some kind of weird life.
Nothing could survive that heat.
Exactly.
Nothing.
We are the Ellen K. Morning Show. I'm Ellen.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paulina.
And in case you have never done it before, I haven't. I have fried an egg on the sidewalk before. It worked.
What?
Didn't eat it, but I fried it.
I've always wanted to do that, like in the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. You can do it if it's hot enough.
You can even cook a pizza on your dashboard in your car.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can also cook lasagna in your mailbox.
Take some fully cooked meat, assemble all the lasagna pieces, the noodles and cheese and all that together in a 5-inch by 10-inch dish. Place it in your mailbox by 10 o'clock this morning. Let it cook for about 4 to 8 hours. And then when you come home, grab your mail and dinner and it should be ready to go.
Oh, yeah, just like that. Sure. Would you trust meat in your mailbox? I don't think so. But right now in Burbank, it's 80 degrees.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
Except we make it easy.
I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Play it.
And the answer is yes. We had so many calls about lasagna made in a mailbox. The recipe is on our blog, along with salt and straw. They create a perfume for your ice cream. All of that at coast1035.com/Ellen.
Oh, life.
Your workday really begins at 9:20 with the Ellen K. Morning Show. It's over 80 minutes of commercial-free music with Coast 103.5's 9:20 workday. The Ellen K. Morning Show, playing the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today on Coast 103.5.
A genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
We are Coast 103.5 with the Ellen K. Morning Show. Thank you for spending your morning with us. I'm Ellen.
I'm Ryan Mano.
And I'm Paulina.
6 months from today, it will be Christmas Eve. And there are more chances for you to win your way into Christmas in July with Gavin DeGraw at Morongo. All you do is go to coast1035.com/Gavin. That is July 16th. But watch out if you're going to Morongo tomorrow because one Ryan Menu.
I will be there.
I'll
be back with a full report. The brand new marketplace is open. I can't wait to eat my way around Morongo and then float in the lazy river Sunday morning with a Bloody Mary. Here we go.
Be on alert for Ryan Mano.
Let's do it.
And join us tomorrow morning if you can. CHLA walk and play at the Coliseum. Matt LeBlanc there. My son Calvin. We're going to walk for the kids for Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Don't forget our friend Sugar Ray on hand too.
Sugar Ray Leonard is my co.
That's right.
So yeah, we're going to be ready to help all the miracles that happen at CHLA. And thanks to all who have signed up to be on our team. You can also virtual walk with us. So all you got to do is go to our website. All the details are there. Carrie Steele's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, too, the LNK Weekend Show. Have a great one. And we end every show with a quote and a kiss. I like this one.
Me, too.
Put your positive pants on. Kiss on three, kiss on me.
1, 2, 3. 103.5 KOST Los Angeles, an iHeartRadio station. Coast 103.5.